listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. And please share and give me a review because that will get more people looking at it, or share this. Send it in a message to somebody that you think that might benefit from this. So this episode I took from Dr. Mercola before he was deplatformed. Actually, he says he had 48 hours and he was going to pull down all his content. And I got it right when he said that. I got a message from Aaron, who's the health news, who's just been working with him for years. And then I got it from like a notice from him. Not that I know the man personally at all. 25 years of speaking the truth on your health and being an advocate for making lifestyle changes and aiding your health. And when he got completely tacked with his views on this pandemic issue that was going on, so I thought, I'm going to share those. I'm going to share exactly why. I pulled this directly from the YouTube channel that is going to be no existent real soon here. And maybe somebody else will have this as an archive, but I'm going to share some of his stuff because they've impacted me. It has impacted me so much, and I've used his things as a resource. So I was completely saddened to hear about him pulling everything, because I was like, oh my gosh, it's years of work. So it made me really think I'm going to get his books and add them to my collection and support the guy, because you know he's doing this because his attorneys or people are telling him to, and you don't know if it's a physical, mental, or how he's been attacked, but he could use the prayers. His family, friends, coworkers, all could use the prayers. Anyone who's standing up and speaking the truth about your health and how you can treat it naturally and going against Big Pharma needs prayers. I need your prayers. If any support at all, I need your prayers. That's what I want more than anything. If you want to support me in either way, it's all in the show notes how you can do that. But listen to these, and I have two different clips of some things I took from his YouTube channel. And sorry, Dr. Mercola, I want your stuff that blessed my heart and blessed many people's hearts to go on. And so I'm going to try to use some of your most valuable things that touched me, and I got some of it and be able to put it on my platform so that you could still live on. I mean, yes, I know you're going to have some things out, but not like you did. And so I want to stand up and fight with you. I want to be supportive. And this is how I'm trying to be supportive.
Dr. Mercola, and you know, for the last 2 decades, I've been committed to helping you and your family take control of your health. But there's been a recent development that actually happens to threaten my ability to do this. Last month, specifically July 21st, the Center for Science and Public Interest, or CSPI, issued a press release and testified in Senate hearings on the topic of COVID-19 scams. The press release contained lies, fabrications, and a reckless disregard for truth in an attempt to put an end to me and this website. So what did they say about me? They said that I know that they conveniently failed to mention that I'm a board-certified physician, falsely claimed that at least 22 vitamins, supplements, and other products available for sale on my website can prevent, treat, or cure COVID-19 infection. Now, CSPI's president, Peter Lorre, who just happens to be an ex-FDA associate commissioner, also stated that I'm now exploiting consumers' justifiable fear about contracting COVID-19, falsely claiming that everything from fermented licorice powder to zinc can help prevent or treat disease. Now, these are some pretty hefty accusations to make, but luckily, CSPI has provided an appendix of illegal claims to easily verify the evidence they've uncovered, which you can simply view at the link on this page that accompanies the video. So let's start with a direct quote from their president, Peter Lorre. You might think he would be very careful with untruthful statements that could bring significant liability to him and CSPI. If you look at the appendix and refer to the fermented licorice powder sold under the Soul Spring brand that you will find in the Mercola market, you can see that there's no claims. I challenge you to find any claims about COVID on this product. You can see that it is grown organically and biodynamically certified and fermented to enhance bioavailability, which is just happens to be great for seasoning dishes, smoothies, baked goods, or simply dissolving it in hot water for a refreshing tea. If you want, just pause the video and take all the time you need to review the copy that was never changed and which you can easily confirm by using the Wayback Machine Archive. I'm certain that you'll agree that there are simply no COVID claims there. But let's continue and follow CSPI's column where it finds a link associated to claims. If you examine this article that I wrote, you'll find it was written about a compound from licorice called glycyrrhizin that includes 19 references, including The Lancet. And you know what you won't find anywhere on the page? Any product or product advertisement. So just what does this published study in Lancet have to say? Specifically, quote, of all the compounds, glycyrrhizin was the most active in inhibiting replication of the SARS-associated virus, unquote. So, is this noteworthy to you? Do you find it interesting and relevant? Am I talking about any product on this page? Do you see any product ads on this page? Can you find any mention of fermented licorice powder on this page as taken as a direct reference from CSPI's president, Peter Laurie? It simply just doesn't exist. It's a complete lie and total fabrication. Every product in this CSPI's false allegations goes through the same bogus rearrangement of information, a product with no claims, and articles with no products. So what sort of intentional and reckless misrepresentation is going on here? What kind of legal charlatan would do something so reckless? Well, just so happens, CSPI is the right charlatan for the job. For the last 23 years, since I've been online, I fought against neurotoxic fluoride in water. I was the first physician journalist to alert the world about the dangers of Vioxx in 1999. I've also campaigned against the dangers of agrochemical companies, and I funded the original signature gathering to label GMOs in California back in 2012, which actually catalyzed a whole flurry of legislative actions to label GMO. So in addition to that, I've also fought the long battle against the use of mercury in dental fillings. Now, I've also warned about the overuse of antibiotics, not only humans, but more importantly, the dangers of consuming them in capo meats, and that's where about 80% of the antibiotics are used in the animals. And finally, I funded research and have been one of the first physician journalists that brought major awareness to the vitamin D deficiency way back in 2000. 20 years ago, I've been creating public awareness of the importance of vitamin D, especially with the COVID challenge. There's never been such a coordinated assessment of lies and censorship in the history of America as there is today. The brainwashing, social media surveillance, coercion, and destruction of dissenters is simply accelerating. If you want to learn more about this process, you can either watch the video or read my series called The Ghost in the Machine, and you'll see a comprehensive review of what is essentially the components of the New World Order, the empire of billionaires. So, would you believe CSPI is actually bankrolled by billionaires? Well, you will certainly find the Rockefeller Foundation as a group that has funded CSPI. And where you find Rockefeller, you typically find Bill Gates. Of course, CSPI is partnered with Bill Gates' agrochemical PR group called the Alliance for Science. Actually, it's a pretty clever name. With the alliteration, CSPI shares their head of GMOs and biotechnology with Bill Gates' funded Alliance for Science as their associate director of legal affairs. Now, CSPI has a pretty nefarious history that they seek to hide, and most likely you're not aware of it, but they previously fought us against GMO labeling for many years. Apparently, they prefer the GMO soy and corn that blanket the United States while getting drenched in toxic pesticides, washing synthetic fertilizer runoff into our fresh water and draining the aquifers for irrigation. Some advocacy working with Bill Gates to promote the agrochemical companies, wouldn't you say? But on top of all that, You'll never guess what I believe the worst thing is about CSPI. They were responsible for the major campaign that led Americans to consume trans fat. In fact, they celebrated their victories by converting Americans from healthy saturated fats to trans fats, calling it a great boon to Americans' arteries. How many hundreds of thousands, millions, or more likely tens of millions of people developed heart disease and actually died because of CSPI? They should be brought before a tribunal and prosecuted for crimes against humanity. What's even more disgusting is CSPI has deceptively erased their deadly campaign from their history books to make them look like heroes. And if you look at this timeline that they put together below, you'll see how they completely eliminate any mention of their activities before 1993. Isn't it ironic that CSPI greatly contributed to the very disease that they spent the next two decades raising funds for to lobby against the trans fat that they had initially encouraged us to consume? What else can you expect from charlatans like CSPI? The people funded by the Rockefellers, Bloomberg, partnered with Gates and taking money from the pharmaceutically funded American Heart Association. Maybe CSPI is just angry I won't let them get away with hiding their deadly history. Or maybe they're just sad about their complete irrelevance, and as you can see, is generated from a relatively objective ranking called Alexa that puts our site in the top 10,000 sites in the world with respect to number of views. And this is despite being handicapped by being removed from Google search engines, which essentially cut down our Google search by 99.9%. CSPI doesn't have that handicap, and you can see the great difference there in the rankings. So if you find this egregious behavior of CSPI as atrocious as I do, then please share this information with everyone you know. And get ready for more. There's going to be so much more to this story as I continue to defend myself against their actions. Hello, this is Dr. Mercola. I want to welcome you to another question and answer video update. Today's question comes from Pam O'Brien in Dublin, Ireland. And she asks a question about Udo's Choice Oil, which she's been taking for a number of years and wonders how I would compare it to krill oil. Well, that's an excellent question, Pam, and allows me the opportunity to expand on some of the reasons and my concerns about general total health. Udo's oil are generally very high quality oils. I happen to disagree with the concept, though, of providing people with omega-6 fats. You see, omega-6 fats are primarily from vegetable oils, and there's no question they're essential fatty acids. Without an omega-6 fat, you will develop a deficiency which will clearly contribute to some type of chronic health problem. But the challenge is that in the U.S., in most every developed country, omega-6 fat deficiencies just don't happen. But the only time you ever see it is someone who's on hyperalimentation or parenteral nutrition intravenously, and that they have no other source of fats, and they are not getting appropriate hyperal through essential fatty acid supplementation. That rarely happens nowadays. So it's almost close to impossible because it's just pervasive in our culture. And that's the problem. You see, a century ago, at about 1900, the amount of fats that Americans had in their diet from omega-6 vegetable fats was about a pound a year. A pound a year. Fast forward over a century later, and we are consuming over 75 pounds a year of these omega-6 vegetable fats. So we have an excess of omega-6. And really the key here is the balance between omega-6 and omega-3s. And omega-3s are essential, but not so much as the the absolute amount of omega-3, but the amount of omega-3 relative to the amount of omega-6. This is a critical component in the development of almost every chronic degenerative disease known to man. So clearly, omega-3 fats are very useful, but it is also in relation to the amount of omega-6 fats. So I really think it's unnecessary and beyond unnecessary. I think it's even potentially harmful to take a supplement that has omega-6 fats in it. Now, the only exception would be something like GLA or gamma-linolenic acid, which is a very special omega-6 fat, and we're actually looking at combining that with the krill oil in the very near future because provides a special type of supplement that is very effective, and really don't have time to go into the specifics of that now, but that's would be an exception. So clearly, krill oil is my recommended omega-3 fat of choice. Certainly, fish oil is phenomenal. Ideally, you would want to get it from regular fish, but most of them are contaminated, of course. So the krill has some other special antioxidants which actually help protect against the oxidation of the highly perishable omega-3 double bond structure in omega-3 fat. So that's why I recommend the omega-3 from animal sources from krill. And additionally, it also is attached to phosphates, which increase the absorption. So those are the reasons why I think that a krill or omega-3 supplement like krill or fish oil are far better than taking a combination oil. So hopefully this helps your answer your question, Pam, and gives others a better understanding of the types of nutritional interventions that will best.
YouTube channel that he had to pull down, and there will be more episodes. I have gotten maybe 5 of them that I think were highly important that he's done, at least in the past, 10, 20 years. This man puts so much work, and I can't even cite all the crap that he's said, but I think it's worthy to be out there for the masses, and that I really want to empower you to take your health in your own hands and realize that people in the white coats don't know it all. You know what's best for your body. It is getting closest to nature. It's getting closest to nature. Matter of fact, my husband and I just spent a lot of money because it's much easier to have someone do the work for you to do a total juice cleanse. And there's a place that does it all organic. But if you've never done one of those, I highly recommend going trying it. And I want you to do something today, nourishing your body, mind, and soul, and spirit. And I hope that you will be inspired to stand up and fight for your health and for your family and do it naturally. And don't feel like you're being pressured into anything because they have a white coat on.